Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
Yes, what's your name again?
Kristen.
Kristen?
Correct.
You can spell that for me. Is that with a K or a C?
It's K-R-I-S-T-E-N.
Okay. My zip code is 55122.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
I need some information. I did not make an order for what I'm charged here for. So I want this returned to my card. My card has been canceled because of this order for $49.97, which I did not make on Saturday, 6:30 p.m. My name is Ray Garner.
One moment.
I don't know how this order was placed, but I didn't place it. I don't even know what it is.
Your name, Ray J. Garner, Sr.?
Yes.
One moment. Let me get the account put up here.
Yeah, what was ordered? And I see, what was ordered? Who ordered it? I didn't.
Okay, sir, you have to give me a moment to pull up the account. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address on the account?
I do not know the shipping address on that account. I did not order this. This is what I'm saying. And you're getting all this information from me without me getting it from you.
For security purposes, in order for me to know I'm speaking with you, sir, I need you to verify your shipping address to see if it matches the account. Your email address is garnerray@ymail.com, correct?
Right.
So for
my address is 1959 Silver Bear Road, apartment 203, Eagle, Minnesota. I did not place this order.
All right, sir. I'm showing that you placed a trial order you placed an order on the 1st of February for the Wi-Fi booster where you paid $7.45 to receive that, correct?
That's correct, but I did not order anything else. That was supposed to be the shipping for that one item, and it says shipping. It didn't say $49.99.
Sir, I am explaining to you how you got signed up for this. When you placed that order, it did state in the terms and conditions to receive that product for $7.45 that it will enroll you into the membership for the Gadget Club, where you receive a $125 gift card for $49.97 a month. I am going to go ahead and get this canceled out for you. However, that is how the account was created. I know you said your card was canceled. Have you disputed the charge?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And my card has been canceled, and I have to get a new card, which cost me $10.
Okay. Well, I'm going to cancel your account out, sir. One moment.
Are you still there?
I am.
Hello?
I was notating your account, sir. Your account has been canceled out. Being that you have already filed a dispute, sir, I won't be able to issue a refund unless you have the bank on the line to verify that they haven't already processed the dispute. I did get you canceled out to stop any future billings, and I can provide you with the cancellation number when you're ready, sir.
Yes, give me that.
That is going to be C as in Charlie, 885. 991.
So that's my cancellation number?
Correct.
Okay, I called Sunday. I called when I got this information that the money was taken out of my card. No one answered, so I couldn't clear it up at that particular time. So they canceled my card. Then they charged me for a new card. And I didn't read where I was under a subscription for $49.97 a month or whatever. I mean, if that's the case, the product that I had paid $7.95 for, you could keep that. I don't need it if I gotta continue to be paying almost $50 a month for to have that product. But I thank you for helping me. I mean, I've been on the line with you now, not with you, but on this line waiting for an answer for 26 minutes.
Okay. Well, sir, I do apologize, but your account has been canceled out. In order to receive a refund, the bank will have to be on the line.
Let me see if I can get the bank on the line. Are you still there?
I'm here, sir, but we're not able to hold while you contact your bank, sir. You'll have to contact us back once you have them on the line.
See if I can merge a call. I will try that. But what they did, they canceled my card, charged me for a new card, and said I have to wait 5 days until they check into this to see if I placed the order. I explained to them I didn't place the order. So they canceled the card. Then they got to verify if I made this charge, which I didn't. And that's jacking me up. So anything else I get from Costco as far as a survey and making an offer for products, I'm counseling them out too. So they won't be sending me anything in my email. I thank you, Christine. And you have a blessed and safe day.
You too, sir. And thank you for calling customer support.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.